There's not a lot of skincare products that actually go into your skin, and those that do only go into your top layer. You are what you eat and all that. And if you are what you eat, I can see what you eat on your skin. Celsius has 24 SKUs, so they have 20 flavors. And our one SKU sold more than their 24 altogether. This is absolutely insane to me, but it shows that B vitamins are not just your happiness and your joy, they're also your freaking focus. So instead of, dosing yourself with 200, even I've seen 350 milligrams of caffeine. It's at that point, for lack of a better word, just do cocaine or something. That's awful. That's so, so bad for you. I'm very, very aware that I'm a beverage, I'm not saving anyone's lives, but if I can make it 1% better, that's really fucking cool. With a beverage, that gets me going during the day. That's I wake up and I get out of bed and I'm I helped someone today. That's cool.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Duck Pond Podcast. Today's guest is Alda Karen. She saw that 90% of skincare products never even reach deep into the skin. So she flipped the idea upside down and created a drink called Skinergy. It includes collagen, caffeine, and it's zero sugar. She's rewriting the rulebook for beauty and wellness into one can. Alda, I'm happy to have you here.
Hey, Rain. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So I wanted to start off with a little bit before Skinergy. What were you up to and what brought you into what you're doing right now?
I was in movies. So I was the VP of sales and marketing at a production company in Iceland. Did a couple of American movies, mostly just the ones that could afford to film in Iceland. So Christopher Nolan's Interstellar, Batman Begins.
No way.
I think they just wrapped on The Odyssey, which is going to be a really good one. I highly recommend it.
Oh yeah, it's definitely on the list for me to watch.
Yeah. Definitely. Nolan never fails. So that's kind of where my background was. And then I did a lot of marketing, obviously on the side, a lot of consulting, consulted a lot of CPG companies and really fell in love with the CPG world, essentially. So I wanted to bring kind of an Icelandic culture to the United States, which is more drink and eat your skincare. Because, as a woman, I've always been very much into skincare, and a lot of my friends have, had skin issues, including myself. And we're just kind of going back to that, natural form of healing your skin through your gut, which is kind of taking off here in the States, I feel like. I feel like a lot more people are talking about gut health and how it improves everything from your skin to your mental focus to your energy levels, anything like that. There was a lot of Icelandic companies and Nordic companies that had collagen-infused drinks. And one of them that I loved that I was also a collagen energy drink. So I really wanted to make my own here in the United States. So I spent 2 years in a basement somewhere in California trying to make fish collagen taste good. And I think there's around 100 women that hate my guts that I made them drink fish drinks. But finally, we got there and we got 10 out of 10 across the board in terms of smell, flavor, and aftertaste and how it worked. So, yeah, Skinergy became this delicious skincare solution that's caffeinated. So now instead of, doing another coffee at 2 p.m., you grab a Skinergy and you're getting your energy, your focus down, but you're also contributing to stronger skin barrier, better skin elasticity, and just overall better skin health.
I love that. There's definitely a lot of places I want to explore here. So starting off with the 90% of skincare never even penetrates the skin's deepest layers. When did you first hear that? And, what was your reaction to that? It seems pretty shocking to me, honestly.
Yeah, dude, me too. And it's so annoying when you spend hundreds of dollars a month on skincare products that never even penetrate your skin. You're just sitting there being what is skincare about at this point?
Literally.
I heard it. I spent a lot of money on a very expensive dermatologist here in New York City, where I currently live. And their first question is never, what toner do you use? What moisturizer are you using? It's always okay, tell me about your diet. And that's kind of the number one thing I feel like a lot of people are talking about right now. And a lot of people are kind of realizing, because if you really think about it, what is your skin there for? If you really just take everything else off the table, why do we have skin? To hold us together and to keep things out. One of your skin's biggest role, it's a skin barrier. It's not a skin gate. Like, it doesn't, like, let things in. It's what number one rule is to keep things out. So, like, when we're constantly putting on creams and serums that just, like, chill out on the surface of our skin, and then the next time we wash our face, we wash it off, what we're essentially doing is we're just kind of creating another barrier, essentially. So there's not a lot of skincare products that actually go into your skin, and those that do only go into your top layer. So your skin right now consists of three layers, right? So, like, it's the epidermis, the dermis, and the hypodermis. So how Skinergy works is that instead of, like, you know, crack opening the can and showering yourself with it, you drink it, and it essentially restructures the collagen production in your hypodermis and dermis. So, and that's kind of the two deepest layers of your skin that other skincare products don't really affect in any way. So, like, really, really good skincare products that go into your skin only go into, like, the epidermis area. So essentially, at the end of the day, you always have to think about diet when you are thinking about skincare health and just overall health in general. You are what you eat and all that. And if you are what you eat, I can see what you eat on your skin.
That's a very powerful quote right there. I'll make sure to coach that. So I think it's a very clever workaround because, you know, we're marketed and we're exposed to so many different products when it comes to skincare. And I think it's very, very clever that you're approaching this from the, you know, from a gut health perspective. The microbiome is the second brain of our body after all.
Exactly.
And I do want to explore the combination of ingredients into your can. So you have marine collagen peptides, caffeine, and, you know, zero sugar. How did you come up to that conclusion of combining all those things, and how does that benefit the skin?
Yeah, we worked with a couple of nutritionists and dermatologists when we were entering, like, the formulation phase. And what we saw was the most kind of the fastest, I would say, reaction to skin health is pre-digested fish collagen peptides. Because essentially when you drink them, they can have up to a 95% absorption rate. Because there's this very famous rule in dermatology called the 500 Dalton rule, which essentially means that any cream you use, if it's over 500 Daltons, which is essentially a Dalton is similar to like a kilogram or a pound. It's like a weight measurement that's used for, you know, nutrition and skincare and stuff like that. If any cream or serum is above 500 Dalton, which they all are almost, it never goes through your skin. And it's also, you know, heavier to absorb. So we managed to get our pre-digested collagen peptides down to 500 Dalton, 500 to 600. So when you drink it, it actually doesn't go through your digestive system. It actually goes through your stomach lining and into your skin and your joints. What? So essentially, like, it's a way higher absorption rate. So a lot of, you know, our customers that kind of discovered Skinergy on their own, like, if they're very collagen deprived, some of them have felt like a weird tingling sensation in their cheeks. Completely normal. Usually only happens, like, after one can and after your first can. After that, you kind of, like, you know, don't notice it anymore. But a lot of people have just been saying overall, like, you know, helping them with joint pain, with their skin and stuff like that. Because obviously your skin is 75% collagen. Your joints is 70% collagen. So, like, we're kind of just, like, overdosing you with collagen. Like, in one can, you have 6 grams of marine collagen. Like, and that's different from bovine because bovine collagen is heavier. You know, you don't absorb it as much. It doesn't go into, like, the most sensitive fibers of your body. So fish collagen, you absorb it way faster and way more. So, like, you need less of the fish collagen peptides than the bovine ones. Bovine also has contributed to, like, acne and not, like, skin health. So that's why we went with the fish collagen. But aside from the collagen, we added organic green tea caffeine, which also can contribute to faster metabolism, which can help with skin health. And then we really meticulously chose all the B vitamins. So we have 100% daily value of 6 different B vitamins in one can. So, like, in one can, you're getting, like, the collagen you need for the day, the caffeine to keep you focused, and then 100% daily value of, like, a B complex vitamin, which helps you also with focus, metabolism, skin health, all of that. So I essentially am just completely selfish and made this drink for myself. So instead of taking 7 supplements a morning, I just crack open a can and, like, drink one. And I'm like, okay, I'm good for the day.
I love it. Yeah, you're essentially combining all these supplements into one can. It's so much more accessible, so much more enjoyable as well. You know, I don't want to be scuffing down 7 pills a day.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And people were like, oh my God, I'm so busy. It's so great that I can just, you know, apply my moisturizer and my SPF and I can just crack open a Skinergy and I'm like good to go. And I was like, yeah, well, I wasn't busy. I was just lazy. But yeah, sure, that works too. We're like, however you want it. If you're busy or you're lazy, you can just, you know, crack open a Skinergy instead of doing that whole supplement thing.
Absolutely. Where there's laziness, there's innovation.
Right? Yeah. What was that quote that Bill Gates said on Microsoft? It's like, hire a lazy person and they'll find like the fastest and easiest way to do it. And I was like, oh my God, am I the laziest person in skincare? I just created this drink.
No, but I love it. So you built a brand at the intersection of beauty and wellness and energy drinks. And how do you make sure that you stay, you know, grounded in your roots and, hey, this is, you know, health first, and while you branch into the beverage industry?
Yeah, well, we're very lucky. We are first to market. So when we launched, we sold out really, really quickly. We sold out 3 times, and then now we're in like 200 stores and it's just going insane. But people just, they buy so much of it. When they buy like a 6-pack, their next purchase is always a 24-pack. So I feel like our top brand values and like staying true to ourselves is that the customer comes first, and we're like a people first company. And I think being a European, like I'm originally from Iceland, born and raised, an Icelander running an American company, it is very different from how Americans run it. And I've
seen my differences.
I think Americans run companies very profit first, which is understandable. Like, you know, if you don't have profit, you don't have a company. Completely understandable. But there are ways to run companies profitably by keeping people first. So I feel like our top brand values is like to make sure people come back. You know, we take really good care of them. We, you know, we've been getting people like flights to Iceland. We've been giving people like refunds on their orders just because, you know, we've been asking them like what flavors do they want next. Like we're kind of building it with our community. So I think people first will always be our number one value and like our roots of like where we came from. Like coming from a very small country, like, you know, you're, how you take care of people is how you are perceived by the community. So I feel like our number one thing is that we're always people first. So I feel like if I don't spend a shit ton of money on TikTok ads, it's because I'm spending it sending, you know, my top customers to Iceland. Like, you know, that kind of way of running a business of like actually caring about the people you provide for is a very European way to run an American business. So a lot of the people I hire, when they ask about, you know, benefits and all that stuff, I'm like, yeah, like we're doing all of that. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, we're European run. We might be in America, but we're very very European run. So I think we'll, as long as we stick to our values in that and like, you know, keep doing well to people, our customers and our employees, and you know, we're not a family. Obviously not. I hate that. No company is a family. Do not trust me with anything. Like, you know, trust yourself and make sure you yourself have backup. I treat people like people. Your family is at home and your family comes first. The company comes second. And I make sure everyone remembers that as well.
I love that approach, actually. I think that when you put people first, you create just a stronger sense of community with the people you surround yourself with. And they really trust you. You know, you are actually putting the people first, putting their health first, putting their beauty first. And it's all packaged into one can, which I think is beautiful.
Yeah, you got to walk the talk. You can't just make a good product. You got to make a good company with good people. And, you know, that way people come back and they trust you. And yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing now that I've been raising money from angel investors. Like there's some great websites out there if people are starting to raise pre-seed or seed rounds for their companies. Like there's a website called angelcapitalassociation.org where you can find like angel groups. There's a website called DLM where you can find angel groups. And there's a website called Alliance of Angels where you can also find some people. And my first thing to them is always like, oh, we're like a people first company. Like people love working with us for us and people love shopping with us because they understand us and they feel like we care because we do care at the end of the day. So I feel like when people are starting their own businesses and like, don't be afraid to say that because I feel like everyone wants to be a part of something that, you know, means more. Sure, we're not like changing the world. We're an energy drink brand, but that doesn't mean that we, you know, can treat people really well and, like, you know, do well by them and actually, like, make our work matter, you know? Because it's just, it's about finding meaning and, like, losing yourself in the service of others. And I feel like a lot of people kind of not just respect that, but want to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I really think that putting humanity first is the way to go about it. And I think it really shows because, you know, actually during my research for this episode, I was browsing your website and you guys were actually sold out, to my disappointment, because I wanted to buy.
Yeah. And it shows, you know, when people feel that you care, they, you know, they want their money to go to a good place. So, yeah. And it also just makes them feel more happier. You know, I hate nothing when I'm like, when I love a product and then they hear some shit news about the company. And I'm like, why did you have to do that? Like, why are you ruining this good product but being a shitty person in a company? Like, so, like, that's kind of how I, you know, because they always say, what's that quote by Gloria Steinem? You have two senses of powers in this world. One is in when you go into the voting booth, and the other one is where you spend your money. And I feel like people, especially like Gen Z and younger millennials, are really being aware of that right now. Like, where is their money going? What is it fueling? So I feel like any entrepreneur now that's starting their company's journey, like, you need to put people first. You need to put the planet first. Like, you need to really, you know, walk the talk in those areas, because also that's going to be the one thing you have over all of the legendary brands that you're fighting for. Like, I'm fighting off Red Bull and Celsius every day. So I'm like, okay, what are they doing wrong? Oh, Celsius bought Alani and let go of 700 people. That's a shitty fucking move. Okay. Like, I will not do that. Like, there's, you know, there's ways for young, small brands to be authentic that people care for in a way that's harder for bigger brands, because bigger brands are not people first. They're profit first because they're run by shareholders. So, like, you know, there's a lot of, I would say, advantages and kind of, you know, we have a stance we can take as smaller companies that our customers really, really love. So, you know, never be afraid to do that, because that's one thing the bigger companies can't, like, you know. So, and that's kind of what you need to look for when you're in, like, a competitive space, like I am. Like, you got to look like, okay, what are the big guys not doing and what can't they do? Because that's what I'm going to do.
I love that approach. You did mention Celsius, and you mentioned in your, I don't even know what to call it, intake form, that you guys outsold Celsius at a NYC bodega.
Yes, we did. Yeah. That was crazy, man. I thought the manager was fucking with me when he called me. Because we're in a couple of New York bodegas right now. We're sold out in most of them, but there are like three retail accounts that we really take good care of, because they gave us a really good shot when we started out. So we really want to do good by them. And it's around NYU and then one bodega around Columbia University. And obviously we only have one SKU right now in stores. We have three SKUs on our website, but the only one we have right now is the Blackberry that's in stores. We have one SKU. Celsius has 24 SKUs. So they have 24 flavors. This is absolutely insane to me. No one needs 24 flavors of a product. That's way too much. That's like the same feeling I get when I go on Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Max and I can't find anything to watch because there's simply too much content. So, like, one thing I will never do. I will never have 24 fucking flavors of Skinergy. So we only have one SKU. They have 24. And our one SKU sold more than their 24 altogether, which is absolutely insane to me. But it shows that, like, people are, you know, they are seeing the news of, like, some bad test results with Celsius and hair loss, like, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, they're seeing some class action lawsuits going on. Like, there's a lot of things happening there that people are kind of starting to get aware of. And I feel like when you see Celsius and Skinergy next to each other on a shelf, and on Celsius you see, like, boost metabolism, some other fancy words, but with us you just see the freaking ingredients, they're in front of the can, and then drink your skincare, sparkling energy. Like, we're very nice. We're very, like, we're, you know, we are great for your joints, your bones, your hair, your nails, obviously. But we wanted to go full on in skin because your skin is 75% collagen. Like, you need this. So that's why we went like hard on that. And I feel like people buy what they understand the fastest. So people who are like, who can't find their favorite Celsius flavor, they look to the right and they see Skinergy and they're like, wait, skincare and energy drink? Sure. And then they try it and then they love it. And then they come back the next day and they're like, oh, I'll take six of these. So like, that's been really, really interesting to see.
I love that. You guys are really taking a quality over quantity approach. I didn't even know Celsius had 24 flavors.
I think they had more now. Like last time I checked was in January this year, and that's when they had 24 flavors. I think they've launched like at least three since.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, your guys' packaging actually reminds me of the RX bars that I see on the shelves. And I really like the positioning that you guys are taking where, you know, energy drink, also mixing it with collagen because, you know, people do need collagen. As you said, 75% of our skin is made up of collagen. And, you know,
yeah,
I don't want to be drinking Celsius and having my hair fall out, having that adverse effect.
Yeah, no. And the reason why a lot of people ask me why I went into energy drinks, because, you know, obviously there are collagen teas, there's collagen sparkling water, like all of that. The fastest growing consumer segment in energy drinks is women ages 18 to 42 years old.
Wow.
So right now, men have completely flatlined. Men are not growing the energy drink category at all. So women are responsible for 100% of the growth. That's why you see Monster is now releasing a female-focused energy drink called Flirt, which literally looks like a child drew a flower on a piece of paper and they put it on a can. I really hope someone's daughter did that and she gets credit for it. But obviously, like, all these energy drinks that are geared towards women are made by men, designed by men. So, like, I really wanted to have, like, a, you know, a women-founded company creating an energy drink by women for women. But, like, then all of a sudden, men are also starting to drink Skinergy because of the longevity and the protein. There's 6 grams of protein in one can. So, like, men see that, and they're like, 6 grams of protein? And it's, like, good for my, like, post-workout, for my muscles and my fibers, when I treat my fibers at the gym. Perfect. Like, let's
go. Sign me up.
Yeah. So like, but when I saw like Monster releasing a new female focus, it was all pink, all purple, Red Bull doing a whole pink line of like new flavors. I was just like, okay, if all the big players are going pink, I'm going to go black. Like, I don't believe that all women love pink. Like, they also love black. And I feel like black is a very classic color. And I really wanted to strip away any of that, like, bold color, like, ooh, buy me, I'm delicious. I'm like, this is delicious, but I don't need to tell you on the front of the can. Like, it's black. It's, you know, the benefits are first. The ingredients are first. Like, you know, try it, drink it. If you don't like it, that's fine. But if you love it, I know you'll come back for, like, you know, our top-selling product is a 24-pack, which is usually not. Usually a top-selling product of beverages is a six-pack because people are like, oh, let me, like, throw $20 at this and see how it is. No, people will throw us $70 and be like, no, I actually, like, drink one or two a day.
That's incredible. What other mistakes, for lack of better words, do you see that big companies like Red Bull or Celsius that are doing in targeting the women consumer?
They're just not listening to them. Like, women want more for what they're spending. Like, and in 2025, like, I should be able to get an energy drink that is good for my skin, because we know caffeine is not good for your skin. Like, caffeine is dehydrating. Like, they always say, like, for one cup of coffee, at least drink, you know, at least one cup of water or two cups of water. Because what women know is that dehydration shows up instantly on your skin. Mm-hmm. So, like, the small wrinkles around your mouth, around your eyes, on your forehead, like, that's dehydration. And if it's left there for too long, like, they will become permanent. So, and that's just, that has nothing to do with aging. That's just dehydration. So, like, I feel like women know a lot about beauty. Like, they're smart shoppers. So, like, they don't need the whole, like, oh, like, drink this and you'll lose weight. Like, no, no, no. Just tell me what's in it. I'll know if I'll lose weight or not. Like, it's, you know, they're smarter. So I feel like instead of just putting cans in a pink dress and be like, oh, you know, zero sugar, but it's full of freaking aspartame, women are going to look at that label and be like, no, like, that's not what I want. So yeah, I think they need to listen to more to what the female market is asking for, because it's responsible for 100% of the growth right now, which is why, like, Celsius and Alani are growing so fast. they're growing way faster than Red Bull and Monster right now. Red Bull and Monster have almost like kind of flatlined because men aren't, you know, buying as much. But I feel like with women, there's a huge, huge gap there. And I think in the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to see a lot more women-focused energy drinks, not just from Monster and Red Bull, but from small people like me who are just starting out.
Absolutely. And I think I really appreciate your approach, you know, founded by women, led by women, and designed for women, because there are these nuances. And I think the way that, you know, men and women shop, I feel like men, you know, we're attracted to like these bold and like boldacious kind of claims of like, you know, 200 milligrams of caffeine, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it just gets tiring. It just gets tiring after a while. So I think, you know, your positioning has been really good.
I love that you mentioned 200 milligrams of caffeine, right? Because what's the leading cause of death everywhere in the world? Heart disease.
Heart attacks.
Right? Heart attacks, heart disease. Like, and it's like, no one needs 200 freaking milligrams of caffeine. And when people are like, oh no, it's like the least I need, like otherwise I can't be focused. I'm like, have you even tried Skinergy? There's a reason why we have 100% daily value of 6 different B vitamins. B vitamins are not just your happiness and your joy, they're also your freaking focus. So like instead of, you know, dosing yourself with 200, even I've seen like 350 milligrams of caffeine. Mm-hmm. It's just like at that point, you know, for lack of a better word, just do cocaine or something. Like that's awful. Like that's so, so bad for you. No one needs that. So like with Skinergy, we did a really, really like specific thing that we did not waver on, because a lot of people were like, oh, no one's going to buy it if it only has 105 milligrams. And I was like, it's 105 milligrams of organic green tea caffeine with your 6 B vitamins. And it's not like you don't need energy that's just like, oh my God, I'm shaking. I'm like so ready to like freaking run through this wall. Skinergy is an energy that makes you incredibly focused. So like just focused, and like it's like a silent kind of mood booster in terms of like, I want you to get shit done. Again, very selfish reason, because I just wanted an energy drink that just helped me be more productive. So we went more of like the productive energy vibes, which is like no jitters, none of that crash thing, just like really smooth upbringing, but you feel it. Like after a can of Skinergy, you feel like, oh, I'm like dialed in.
I love it. Would you say that there's no crashes after consuming your can of Skinergy? Oh.
Organic green tea doesn't crash, because, and also the B vitamins, your body like naturally absorbs them. So like when you're feeling like really dialed in, you kind of don't notice when it trails off. Like it kind of depends on what you're doing. Let's say if you have a job where you're sitting at a computer all day, you drink a can of Skinergy, you feel like very dialed in, focused. And then maybe like 5 hours later, you'll be like, wait, I'm not as focused. And then you like drink another one. So like it's not that like crash that happens when you drink 200 freaking milligrams of caffeine, which is, again, no one needs that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, you're facing very strong competition. You're up against Red Bull, Celsius. What have been some of the biggest challenges in positioning in that space and with scaling?
Well, I think it's monopoly of distribution. Obviously, the bigger players own their distributors in terms of like, they don't let any small players in unless they have like $1 million in revenue, which is really hard to come by if you don't have distribution. So I think it's the monopoly of like, you know, letting in the new guys. And then shelf space. Everyone's fighting for shelf space. Fortunately, we only have one SKU, so we've been getting shelf space pretty easily because it's only one row. I feel bad for the energy drinks out there that have like 3 or 4 SKUs. Like it's probably harder for them to get into some of the stores that we are in. Which is kind of why we just stuck with that one SKU in retail. And it, you know, it pays for itself because it's moving so fast already. But yeah, the monopoly of distribution and obviously paid media. I'm never going to outspend Red Bull or Monster or Celsius in paid media. So that's an avenue I can't go down. So my avenues are more in just my community, like, you know, shipping free packages to people all over the United States that are into skincare, that drink energy drinks, that are influential in their community. So yeah, people that have their corporate jobs, go to their job every day and sit by a computer, like I ship them Skinergy, and then at work they have it on their desk, and then by 5 p.m. I have 2 orders from, you know, Oregon by, you know, some girl who just brought it to work. So that's kind of the backdoor that we're taking because of the monopoly of the big players.
I see. Yeah, I think that Red Bull really positions themselves as, honestly, at this point, they're just like a marketing team.
Dude, for me, Red Bull's a Formula One team. Like, I haven't had a Red Bull in years, but have I watched them in Formula One? Absolutely. Have I watched the biggest ski jump in history? Sure. Like, you know, at this point, Red Bull is just an entertainment thing. I think, and that kind of shows because their new flavors have, I mean, I've heard through the grapevine are just not good. And I'm like, of course the new Red Bull flavors aren't good. No one's paying attention to them. They're too busy running a Olympic ski team and a Formula One team. And like, they're an entertainment business.
Absolutely. So looking back at, you know, Skinergy and its impact on customers, your community, what's one piece of feedback that's really stuck out to you?
It's delicious. I think a lot of Americans believe healthy products taste disgusting. And I believe that too, because I've had a lot of healthy foods and beverages that do not taste good. So I think our biggest feedback has been like, oh, wait, this is actually good. I'm like, yeah, why would I make something that wasn't good? So yeah, I think that's also what helped us get all of our angel investors. Like, and I feel anyone who's in CPG, who's doing food and beverage or anything that you eat or drink, if it's good, people will invest. And that's kind of the advantage I feel like a lot of CPG companies have. If you have a product, the product should speak for itself. And that's how we got a lot of investors on board. They tasted it. They read the ingredients. They were like, wait, I like this. I would buy this. I drink this. And I was like, yeah. So he's like, I'll invest in this. So I feel like that's the number one thing. And my kind of words that I live by is that people will never sacrifice flavor for function. So whoever creates the most delicious green kale smoothie is going to be a billionaire. But so far, no one's been able to do that. And I'm not signing up for that because that sounds like a shit show. It took me 2 years to get the fish taste out of Skinergy. So I don't know how long it takes to get a kale taste out of a green smoothie, but yeah.
I do want to touch upon how, you know, the impact of Skinergy. And it's taken you 2 years to perfect the formula, for lack of better words.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest thing that you've seen coming out of Skinergy so far, the impact that it's had?
Very good question. I think the biggest impact Skinergy has had, I think people are just very grateful and relieved, and kind of the impact of discovery, I feel like, has been like the biggest impact. Because a lot of people who are like our biggest customers, they found us on Google. And it's really hard to find us on Google. I think we're on like page 2 or 3. Like, our SEO is not good, man. I need to hire someone for that. But when people find us and buy us, like, they try out like our 6-pack or, you know, whatever, and then they, you know, come back and buy like 4 24-packs, they are like, oh my God, I discovered something that's going to help me every single day. And that's been like the biggest, personally for me, when I talk to those customers and I'm like, hey, like, you know, how's it going? Everything okay? And they're like, yeah, no, I love it. Like, it's been so good. Like, I, you know, it's helping me like at work, like at focusing. And I just, you know, I feel better about my skin. Like, you know, a lot of people see difference in, like, you know, especially it's getting colder out, and people who like work outside and the cold kind of stings their face. It's not as like burnt, essentially. Like, a lot of like these small things that people are just seeing after drinking Skinergy for a while. Like, it's just the impact. Like, I'm not changing anyone's life. Like, I'm very, very aware that I'm a beverage, you know? I'm not saving anyone's lives. But if I can make it like 1% better, that's really fucking cool. With a beverage, that's like, that gets me going at, like, during the day. That's like, I wake up and I get out of bed and I'm like, I helped someone today. That's cool. And I love that. Like, I love, you know, I love that saying, like, if you don't know what to do with your life, or you're like lost in your life and you don't know, like, you know, what you want to do or what keeps you fulfilled, the best advice I've ever gotten is, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And if I can do that with my company and, like, you know, keep it above ground and run it well, I think I think I've hacked life on that. So the biggest impact is that 1% better for everyone in their everyday life. That's the goal.
I love that. I love the impact. I love that you're really centering yourself on the flavor as well. I think that in 2025, you know, all these products, they can taste good. They can taste good. They can be healthy. And I think that consumers, they're becoming more conscious of that they don't have to choose like a bag of Doritos, you know?
No. Someone needs to make a healthy bag of Doritos that tastes great. And like in 2025, it's like, you know, you're in formulation, you're doing your delicious, healthy Doritos, and you're like, oh, it tastes like shit. Be like, okay, ChatGPT, why does my like collagen Doritos taste like shit? What are we doing wrong? You know, like it's 2025. We should have healthy, delicious products. And I really hope that the next 3 to 5 years, we'll see a boom in delicious, healthy sectors.
You know, funnily enough, one of our previous guests is actually tackling that same problem. If you're watching that, be on the lookout for that episode. And you did mention that in 3 to 5 years, you see that the game is going to change. And where do you see Skinergy in that same time frame?
It's weird with CPG companies. Usually they grow like crazy. So if I can keep up with the growth and I can keep getting Skinergy into people's hands, I think in 3 to 5 years, we would be national and potentially international, actually, depending on how the next few weeks go. So, yeah, I think Skinergy in the next 3 to 5 years is going to be a very just regular daily drink. And I just got to make sure we never lose our brand values of putting people first. And yeah, make sure our greed stays with making the customer happy and their lives a little bit better.
I love that. Well, Alden, this has been an incredible conversation. Where can people find you?
Yeah, people can find me on, well, drinkskinergy.com. That's where I spend 99% of my time. So if you have any comments on the website, let me know. But yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn, Aldakaran Hjaltalin, which is a very Icelandic name. I'm not named after the band, and the band is not named after me, if anyone knows the Hjaltalin band. But yeah, no, I'm on LinkedIn. Feel free to message me there. I try to answer everyone as much as I can.
Love it. Well, this has been a beautiful conversation. And I hope you guys find Alda and Skinergy.
Thanks, Rain. Thanks for having me.